where I'll go. All my life, I believe that you can do good works. You know, just keep on doing good works, and you'll go straight to heaven. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says by faith, amen, that we can go to heaven. And that's what we want to proclaim these kids, you know. And on that day, on that night, you know, on the way home, and all those things that's going on in my mind, you know, asking that question, thinking about that question, I was like, man, where will I go when I die? And my friend was on the way home dropping me off. I was sitting on the passenger seat, and he asked me that question, looking in that rearview mirror, and he said, R, do you know where you go? And I said, no, sir. And he stopped the car on Vermont Avenue and turned off the car, and he sat on the passenger's on the backside, and he led me through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I got born again, and I've never been the same. And God called me to preach. Amen. And so I thank God for that. And I got saved about 10 years ago. Amen. You see, my friend, once you tasted the goodness of mercy and you've drunk the fountain of grace, I see the power of God's forgiveness face to face. Once you know the joy in His presence, feel the love of God's love's faithfulness, you will never be satisfied with anything less. Amen. Let's not settle for anything less. You know why? Because in Jesus, that we can find that satisfaction, that we can find that comfort through Him. Amen. And so the conclusion here is that for those who doesn't know that they're not saved, have you entered this door? Have you entered this door? I've entered it 10 years ago, November 23, 2012, at 9:40 p.m. Wrote that in my Bible. Never been the same. I found Jesus. Amen. You see, there's an illustration here. I'm going to read this illustration to you. But before I read this illustration to you, I'm going to ask this question. For those who has entered this door and are saved, are you enjoying the pastures? And are you content as a Christian? You see, there's an illustration here. A strange plant called nardoo grows in the deserts of Central Australia. It is like a fern, and natives eat its seeds when they can obtain no other food. One peculiar property is that it satisfies and produces a pleasant feeling of comfort, but it does not nourish. A party of explorers crossing this central desert once ran out of food. Their leader, Captain King, recommended nardoo as he knew the natives had eaten it. Day after day after day, they fed on it. At first, they felt satisfied, but soon their strength began to fail. Finally, it killed them. They wasted away, lay down, and died of starvation. A solitary survivor was discovered under a tree, and he told the story. May I say that the only reason that this solitary survivor was alive is because he was satisfied and continued to eat that nardoo plant. He probably didn't like it, but it kept him alive. Amen. But can I say that Jesus is the bread of life? Are you satisfied in your Christian life? You see, Alexander McLaren, he said, contentment means that whatever we do not have, we do not require. One author said also, and I'm going to close with this, gather the crumbs of happiness and you will have a loaf of contentment. Amen. And so God help us in these days to think about Christ, the door. I'm going to read it again. The Bible says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Are you enjoying your Christian life this evening? I'm enjoying it. There's nothing like it. There's nothing being in the will of God. Just following Him, Christian 101, amen. God help us in these days to proclaim God's word and to show that there's satisfaction in Jesus Christ. May the world see that there is satisfaction in our hearts as they look at our testimony, amen. Let's bow our heads together. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, help us, Lord, I pray, to be found faithful. No, Lord, I know for a fact, Lord, that it's hard to live in these days because of the social media or whatever it is, Lord, that's out there. But we know that when we have Jesus Christ in our hearts, we know that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, we love you, and I pray, God, for Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Youngblood, Lord, and the folks here in the congregation for opening up, Lord, and letting us, Lord, present the camp. Thank the Lord for what they've done over the years, Lord, through them that you've provided. Lord, we love you, and we praise you. We just give you all the glory and the honor. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.